The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
And into the hands of Kelsey Weimers. Weimers is going to kick it up ahead here for Mock. Back out for Weimers. She's going to fire an open three, and she hits the three. Barely moved the net, did Kelsey Weimers, when she stroked in the three.
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney High basketball as the Bearcats welcome in state-rated Omaha Benson. High school basketball in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
16-15, Kearney High with the basketball and the lead. Clark's going to give it to Weiss, and hands it back to Clark. Is it left side for Weiss? He's going to try an NBA three, and he hits it. Strokes nothing but net, his second three-pointer of the quarter.
Benson is coming off a sweep of Millard West on Saturday night and is the only Metro school to visit Kearney this season. Tonight, Kearney hopes to make the bus ride home a long one for Benson. It's the Bunnies and Bearcats coming up next. But first, at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio Sports Director Doug Duda live from Kearney High right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Kearney High ESPN radio coverage of Bearcat basketball as they host their only Metro opponent of the season, the Omaha Benson Bunnies. Benson comes in state rated at 7-3 on the girls' side, number 8. And despite being 6-4, the boys' teams actually rank higher at number 4 in the Omaha World Herald and number 5 in the Lincoln Journal Star. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, glad to have you along with us on this Thursday night on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We've also got other radio action tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic will be at St. Paul, scheduled to begin around 6. And Hastings St. Cecilia will be at Minden on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, scheduled to begin this evening at approximately 6 o'clock as well. And as always, our games are available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. That's PlatteRiverPreps.com. We welcome in our listeners in the Omaha area as well, as Kearney High does play a little Metro competition, and that will change drastically next season when they will play a lot more Omaha competition with the agreement between the Class A athletic directors of the state. But as far as Kearney High and Metro action, they did go to Papillion-La Vista South the second weekend of the season. The boys and girls came away with a doubleheader sweep, and they will go to Omaha Central on February the 2nd. Of course, the Central boys ranked number 1 in the state. So those are the three Omaha schools that Kearney High is playing this season, with at least one more, most possibly, or two in the district competition. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls game between the Bearcats and the Bunnies right after this on ESPN Radio.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Lady Bunnies, or the Bunnets, but we'll just call them the Bunnies tonight, of Omaha Benson, they will go with number 5, a 5'6" junior guard, Kylie Askew. Number 15, 5'7" sophomore, Arbrielle Benson. Number 21, 5'6" junior, Octavia McGraw. Number 23, 6 foot sophomore Kiana Ibis, and number 32, 5'10" junior Montrese Weller. Head coach at Omaha Benson is John Perrone. They are 7-3 on the season, ranked 8th in the state. Benson girls, 3 losses so far this season have come to Omaha Central, Omaha West Side, and Bellevue East. We'll take a break and look at Kearney after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we take a look at the Omaha Benson starters. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Kearney High Lady Bearcats. Number 3, 5'7" senior is Gretchen Mott. Number 4 is a 5'8" senior, Kendra Kostler. Number 5, 5'8" senior, Kelsey Weimers, the leading scorer on the team at just under 11 points a ball game. Number 12, 5'7" sophomore, Kelsey Stidham. And number 44, 5'10" junior, Abby Ray. The head coach of the Kearney Lady Bearcats is Jason Boyd, assisted by Don Clark, Carmen Grant, and Jay Kicker. 7-6 on the season. They dropped a tough 3-pointer to 6th-ranked Lincoln Northeast and away from being 9-4. 7-6 Kearney High, 7-3 Omaha Benson. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Kearney High, they're getting some good production off freshman Skylar Snyder. She actually led the team in scoring on Saturday. For Benson, they are without one of their players from the beginning of the season in Sabrina Ketch. The 5'10 junior tore her ACL right before the season started and has not been able to play so far this year. For been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Omaha Benson and Kearney High ready to tip it off right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Omaha Benson in their green traveling uniforms with black trim, the home white and blue trim for Kearney High. It'll be Kendra Kostler to jump it for the Bearcats, and it'll be Kiana Ibis to jump it for the Bunnies. Benson goes from right to left, the Bearcats from left to right. As you view it along your radio dial, and let's get this doubleheader underway. And Omaha Benson will control the opening tip, and Kearney High is going to come out and play a man-to-man defense. Benson trying to attack on the right baseline, driving and backing out with the basketball. Will be McGraw. McGraw gets it back out top. Quick movement around the perimeter here for Benson, trying to use their quickness against Kearney High, who now more or less is packed into a zone here. It looked like a man to start things off. Maybe it's a box and one. We'll tell you more about that as the drive of the shot, first shot of the game, is on the way by Benson. It's no good. The ball is punched out of bounds. It'll belong to Kearney High. Looks like Abby Ray is going to try and box and one on Weller inside the big gal for Benson. Full court pressure being put on here by Benson as Kearney has their first possession of the basketball game. They'll clear it out, bringing the ball across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Will be kept away, but it is saved there by Mock, and Kearney High will keep the possession. Almost everything outside the arc here except for the 5'10 junior Ray trying to post up. Weimers drives, gets by her defender, but the layup rolls all the way around and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Ibis. So we've played a minute here. Each team has had a possession and neither one able to score. Omaha Benson with a basketball out on the left wing, going to the baseline and putting the shot up, drawing the foul and getting the bucket will be Ibis. So Ibis getting the first points of the basketball game with a baseline drive down the left baseline and the foul called on Kendra Kossler. First foul of the game, and Ibis now at the line to shoot the first free throw. And the lefty puts it up and in. 3-0, Benson drawing first blood here at Kearney High. With the basketball, Weimers pushes it up the floor. She's guarded there by McGraw. Kicks it out of the wing. Three-pointer up and in by Kelsey Stidham. And that quickly ties the ball game here at three with 6:40 to go in the first quarter of play. A three the old-fashioned way with the foul for Benson. And the three outside the arc for Kearney High. Benson runs their offense down to the low block and just too much pushing and shoving down there by Abby Ray as they got it down to Ibis on the baseline. And Ray will be called for the foul. Kearney High knowing they've got to be physical to try and keep Benson out of the paint, but obvious foul that time on the Lady Bearcats. Benson ball underneath their own hoop. They lob it into Ibis. She has her shot blocked in there. Mock got a hand on it. Racing the other way is Stidham. The layup is good. So Kelsey Stidham makes it 5-3. Kearney takes the lead. Benson quickly up the floor with it on the right wing against the Kearney High. Box and one. Over on the left wing with it will be Askew. Back up top on the drive will be McGraw. McGraw weaves her way through traffic, puts the scoop shot up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Gretchen Mock. First rebound of the ball game for Kearney High. And Weavers will bring the ball across the timeline. Right corner. Stidham open three, but it won't go this time. And the defensive board brought down by Benson. Arbrielle brings it across the timeline. She brings it all the way to the hoop. The ball knocked out of her hands by Mock, but it will be deflected into Benson, and Benson will keep it here with Weller. Up top with it will be Askew. Askew at the free throw line, and a walk going to be called here. First turnover of the ball game, and it goes against Benson. 5:30 to go, first quarter. We'll also see our first substitution. Kanisha Plater will check in. She is a 5'2" sophomore. And checking out of the ball game will be Askew. Kearney High ball with an early 5-3 lead here, 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Weimers working one-on-one here against McGraw, making her spin to the left side, give it off there to Mock. Gretchen 25 feet away from the hoop, looks for the back cut there. Stidham brings it inside, has her shot blocked and taken away by Ibis. Ibis held her ground, made the play, and then Benson on the outlet throws it away as they tried to get a fast break going to Weller. Second turnover by Benson. And Kearney High to toss it in. It'll be Kendra Kossler getting it into Weimers, and across the timeline she comes. Gets by her defender, draws the double team at the high post, kicks it off to Kossler. Three-point land with that left shoulder wrapped up with the brace. No shot. Gets it back over to Weimers. Weimers one-on-one. Got into the paint. Now she's double teamed. Kicks it off to Kossler. Ball fake left corner. Good bounce pass underneath Ray. Layup good. Assist. Kossler. Abby Ray with her first bucket. And after giving up the first 3 points, Kearney has scored 7 in a row, and they lead it by a 4-point margin of 7-3. Bunny's ball. Plater kicks it in the left-hand wing. Back into the hands of McGraw. McGraw takes it over on the right wing to a Plater. Staying on that right side for the most part, all of the offense right now for the Bunnies is there. We haven't seen them do much left of the lane. Good defense by Kearney in that zone early on here. 4:15 to go first quarter, 7-3 Bearcats driving in, trying to force the shot up for Benson. Will be Benson, and the rebound brought down by Mock. So you've got Aubrey Benton playing for Benson, and Kearney High now basketball lead 7-3. So any early jitter could shake off by now. Driving in, and a bounce pass underneath to Ray. Shot blocked from behind by Ibis off the nice bounce pass from Weimers. Outlet, here comes Benson. They want to run. And a blocking foul will be called on Gretchen Mock. First foul on Mock, third on Kearney High. We talked with Coach Jason Boyd yesterday on the Doug and Daddy show, and he said, you know, last year probably our worst games were against the Metro teams. And he says, I just think we were intimidated at times and mentally needed to be in the ball game. So far, so good. And at the line will be Aubrey Benson to shoot two here for the Bunnies. And the first free throw is up and right through there. So Benson had went 3 minutes here. 2:45 without scoring. Finally put a free throw in. Cut it to 7-4. Second free throw now for Benson. The bright long green shoes on the way. And it skipped out. No good. And the rebound brought down by Kostler. Kendra will clear it out. Find her point. Guard Kelsey Weimers. And Weimers will bring it across the timeline here against Plater. Crossover. Dribble is doing a good job with that left-handed dribble. Now back to the right, takes it to the rack. Ball fake, got her defender in the air, but has the pass knocked away. Got it back to Ray. Abby's little jumper, put it up too hard, and it rattled out of there. Rebound brought down by Ibis. So a couple of inside shots that didn't work out there for Kearney High, but they're moving the ball well. And Benson works the ball out of the right side. With it is McGraw. Reverses it left-hand corner. There's Plater. Back on the wing into the ball game is Robinson. She'll dish it off right side. A left-handed jumper by Ibis is up and in. And Kiana has 5 of the 6 points here for Benson. It's 7-6, and Benson quickly throws the press on. Long pass up the floor. They get it to Gretchen Mock. Mock brings it across the timeline on the right side. It's well out of the right side. Guarded man-to-man here by Ibis. 5-second count on. Finally got rid of it up top to Kostler. Just after making that Benson or bucket, Benson has really upped their pressure here and their intensity. Weimer spin moves into the lane, takes it in, and has it blocked out of bounds. That's already 3 blocked shots for Ibis here in the first 5 minutes of the basketball game. Bearcat ball underneath their own hoop. They'll stack the far side of the lane and set everybody in motion. Looking back door, nothing there. So right underneath to Ray, but they missed the short one again, and the rebound brought down by Ibis. Kearney's got 7, probably should have 13 with some of the shots they've missed. Nonetheless, the 7-6 lead, Kearney. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Benson will bring it all the way out to the center circle here, try and spread the floor here for her bunny teammates. Kick it out on the right wing. A couple of dribbles and nothing there. Back out to Plater. And a walk going to be called on Benson as Monika Robinson took off a little too quick. Third turnover on Benson, and Kearney High will go to the bench for multiple substitutions. Claire Sickler will come in. Peyton Cuttaback will check in. And the freshman, Skylar Snyder, will check in. And Kostler stays in there with the 3 new Bearcats. Kostler in the right-hand corner, right on the arc. Couple of dribbles back up top. Weimers. Kearney has to move the ball quick like they were early on. Clear things out. Weimers backs her way in. There's Ibis. Wraps it around. Bounce pass down low to Cuttaback. Back outside. Here's an 18-footer on the way. Kostler. It's too strong. Ball deflected on the floor. And in the scrum, it'll be picked up by Ibis. She is controlling the ball game for Benson. And another turnover for the Bunnies. 4 turnovers for Benson, none for Kearney. Returning Kylie Askew and Montrese Weller. Checking out of the ball game will be Benson and McGraw for Omaha Benson. Kearney High has been stuck on 7 now for about 3 minutes. 7-6 Bearcats, 1:41 to go here in the first quarter on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. But for Kiana Ibis, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 blocks already here in the first quarter. Kostler to throw it in, and she'll find Kelsey Weimers. Weimers yet to score here in the ball game, and that's been a little concern for Jason Boyd. Here comes Sickler into the front court, finds Weimers. Weimers has the height advantage here over 5'2". Plater drives in, draws the double team, kicks it to Kostler, can't get the 3 away. Good quickness on the health defense by the Bunnies. Down to 1:15 to go in the first quarter, and there's a trap of steal made by Montrese Weller. The first Kearney turnover of the afternoon. Plater into the front court with it here for Benson. 1:05 to go, driving the baseline, nowhere to go for Askew. Lobs it down to the low block, double team, trying to make something happen as Ibis pulls up a left-hand jumper, no good. Got their own rebound underneath, kicks it out top to Plater, and they'll kick it out on the wing. No 3-point attempts yet by Benson, trying to get it inside. The ball deflected away, but Ibis runs it down out around midcourt. So Benson, a third opportunity here. Off the pick and roll. There's Ibis underneath. She's stuffed, got it back, and scored. Skylar Snyder stuffed her the first time, but it went right back to Ibis, and she'll put it up and in. And now a steal made in the backcourt by Plater, and it's taken right back by Weimers. 8-7 Benson. 20 seconds to go. Weimers uses the screen at the other end and scores the layup. 9-8 Kearney High with 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Plater brings it across the timeline. Stands out between the circles, guarded there by Sickler. Over to Ibis outside the arc. Down to 6 seconds to go. trying to get it back to Ibis in the corner. 15-footer, it's too strong, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. And it's the Kearney Bearcats 9, the Omaha Benson Bunnies 8. We'll be back with second quarter action after this on ESPN Radio.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Along with our producer engineer, Jeff Babel, Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney High School, where our boys and girls doubleheader is underway, and Kearney High girls leading Omaha Benson 9-8 after one quarter. Kearney 2 turnovers, Benson 5. Rebounds 6 for the Bunnies, 4 for the Bearcats. Free throw shooting, Cats didn't get to the line. Benson 2 of 3. Benson did not attempt the 3, and Kearney was 1 of 2. Kelsey Stidham has 5 points for Kearney, and Kiana Ibis 7 of the 8 for Benson. 7 points, 5 boards, 3 blocks in the first quarter, so she is the star for Benson. It'll be Kearney High ball to start the second quarter, and it'll be Claire Sickler, who came in late in the first quarter. They stay in there. Also staying in there is Peyton Cunnaback, driving the baseline. Weimers in traffic, puts it up and in. Second bucket for Kelsey Weimers, and the Bearcats back up by 3, 11-8. Underway here in the second quarter. Benson, long outlet pass, trying to lob it down low. Good catch by Ibis, and she'll lay it up and in. Kiana, 6-foot sophomore. Kearney just doesn't have height to match up with her, but a beautiful entry pass from Octavia McGraw. Up the floor with it. Mock open, but then closing in and getting another block is Ibis, her fourth. And up the floor come the Bunnies. McGraw across the timeline, swings it right side, looking at the three, then driving in and taking the shot and scoring will be Weller. So back-to-back buckets here by Benson, and they regain the lead 12-11. They try to put a little pressure on, but the Bearcats break it with Sickler. Claire on the left wing against the Benson man-to-man, throws it through traffic and not seeing the ball with Skylar Snyder, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover for Kearney High. Bearcats will not play again until next Friday, in Lincoln, and we'll have that game for you, that doubleheader here on ESPN when the Bearcats travel to Lincoln Southeast. And next Saturday, they've got Fremont here at home. And again, your station for Kearney Bearcat basketball, girls and boys, ESPN 1460. Tonight, Kearney Catholics at St. Paul. That starts at the top of the hour on Classic Hits 98.9. Dribbling exhibition being put on right now by McGraw. Kicks it out for the first three for Benson. It is no good by Askew. And a backside rebound brought down by the Bearcats and Kelsey Weimers. Weimers brings it across the timeline to Sick to Snyder. Snyder to the free throw line, draws the double team. And there is another block shot for Ibis. She is everywhere. She'll come out of the paint. She'll go all the way to the three-point arc, take whoever appears to be open, her fifth block shot. At the offense, left baseline, got tripped up, and her shot's no good. Rebound brought down by Snyder. Outlet pass into the front court, 2-on-2. There's Mock open underneath, and they overthrow the intended receiver, Peyton Cutterback. And turnover number 4 for Kearney High. Here comes Tashiana Cofield-Nelson. Also back in will be Kenesha Plater. And our third Benson Bunny will be Monika Robinson. Ibis stays on the floor, as does Arbrielle Benson. So those are the 5 on the floor for Benson. They lead it 12-11 with 5:45 to go here in the second quarter. And with it is Cofield-Nelson. Back up top to Plater. Outside the arc, the ball gets into the hands of Robinson. Robinson goes down the middle of the lane, lays it up and scores. First bucket for Robinson. And it's now 14-11, 6 in a row Benson. The press is broke by Kearney High, but Weimers is going to have to take it all the way if there's going to be a shot. Trapped on the baseline, throws it through for an open jumper by Cutterback. It spins out, no good. Rebound down, though, by Mock, and she'll be fouled. And that's the first foul of the game on Omaha Benson. And Mock will go to the line to shoot the first free throws for Kearney High. And it's on Ibis. Kiana picks up the foul. Good offensive board by Gretchen Mock. And the senior puts it up, no good. Checking in now, Kelsey Stidham again. And checking out will be the freshman Snyder. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats of the girls' game. We'll talk with Kearney boys coach Scott Steinbrook and preview our second game tonight as Mock will hit the second free throw, her first point of the ball game, and it's 14-12 Benson with 5:10 to go here in the first half. Across the timeline with it will be Benson. Arbriel gives it off to Nelson. Caulfield Nelson lost her footing, but has to get it reset. Back up top, Plater, right side with it. Three-pointer is on the way, and Benson hits it. Nothing but net for Arbriel Benson. First three of the ball game for the Bunnies, and now they are up by five. And with some full court pressure being put on, a foul called in the backcourt. Goes on Tashiana Caulfield. And Kearney will have to inbound it in the backcourt, trailing 17-12. They'll dump it in here to Kelsey Weimers. Weimers with a left-hand dribble. Gets by her defender, dumps it off in the corner. Ball fake as they got the defender in the air and then trying to come back in. The foul is called on Robinson. She bit for the ball fake from Stidham and then tried to catch her when she went by her and ran her over. And Kelsey will go to line to shoot two. Stidham had five of the first quarter to lead the Bearcats, and her first free throw of the game is up, and it bounces off the front of the rim. No good. Second free throw now. Coming up for Stidham. And this one is on the way, and it's no good. And Ibis will grab her sixth rebound here for the Bunnies. Quick outlet pass to Benson. Arbriel, crossover dribble, goes off the leg of a Bearcat. It calls for a jump. It's still Benson basketball, though, with 4:32 to go here in quarter number two. Caulfield will throw it in here for the Bunnies, who are still a relatively young ball club. The only senior on the roster has not come into the lineup yet. They are full of juniors. Benson hasn't been to state since 97, so even though they're 7-3 and ranked eighth, next year might be their year. And on the drive by Benson, we've got a contact foul on Kearney High. Up on her a little too much there. That'll be her first foul and the fourth foul overall on Kearney High. Still 17-12 Benson as they inbound it. Into the corner. Here's a 15-footer Caulfield Nelson. No good. Rebound is snagged long by Stidham. And up the floor she comes. Stops at the top of the circle. Swings it over. Weimers for three. It's on the way. It's over everything. She just hadn't had an open look and she fired that one long. Rebound brought down by Benson. Fast break the other way. The ball's loose underneath the hoop. Regaining it. Robinson, no. Second time, yes. Well, Monika Robinson with her second bucket. 19-12 now. Benson is up by seven. Kearney needs to find some points. Ball fake by Cutterback. Just nothing down low because of the height differential. They get it on the low block to Mock. She'll turn off the window. Got the inside position and scores. First bucket for Mock, and it cuts the lead to five. 19-14 Benson. 3:30 to go here in the first half. Plater with it on the right side of the key. Looks inside. Ibis hasn't touched it in a while. Guarded there by Cutterback in the box and one. Now more of a man-to-man by Kearney High. They've switched things up. Left-hand corner with it. Lily Robinson gets it to Benson. Underneath Ibis, and she'll be fouled on the shot. Foul will go on Peyton Cutterback, her first, the team's fifth. And for Kiana Ibis, she's one of one at the line, 9 points, six rebounds, five blocks here in the first half, and we still have 3 minutes to go. So two free throws now coming up for Ibis, and the six-foot sophomore hits the front of the rim, no good. Tomorrow night and Saturday, more high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9, of course, the NFL playoffs Saturday and Sunday here on ESPN. Free throw number two, no good. Ibis long, kick off the iron, comes all the way out to Stitham. Stitham dribbles all the way to the baseline and then trying to bring it out to the right corner, lost the handle, and out of bounds it goes. Benson had four turnovers before Kearney had any. Now Benson hasn't turned it over at all in the second quarter. Kearney's given it up three times, and we're even at five apiece. Back in for the Bunnies is McGraw. 3 minutes exactly to go in the first half, 19-14 Benson here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 7-3 Benson, 7-6 Kearney High. Ball between the circles here for Coffield Nelson. Takes it right back into the corner, playing catch here with Benson. Lobs it down to Ibis. Back out for the three. Benson hit another one. Arbriel Benson. And if the three starts to fall for Benson, that could be enough to just win the game, because then Ibis won't get double teamed down low as much. Kearney High tries to answer, and Mox three is in and out, no good. And then a foul going to be called on Kearney High's cutterback trying to run down the loose basketball. Stitham hit the first three of the day for Kearney. They've missed three straight since then. And into the ball game, Abby Ray again for Kearney High. 22-14. Kearney High trails. They were up 11-8, a 14-3 run by Omaha Benson. And they have the basketball. Off the high screen, Benson brings it right wing. Arbriel one-on-one. And a touch foul called here on Kearney's Kelsey Stitham. And that'll be the second on Kelsey. So she and cutterback each have two, and that's the seventh team foul. So at the line to shoot the 1-1, Arbriel Benson. She has 7 points, 1 of 2 at the line. She's hit the only 2 3-pointers for the Bunnies. And the first free throw, we're waiting as the subs get settled in there. Skylar Snyder back in for the Bearcats. And the front end of the 1-1 now for Benson, and she'll put it up and in. Bonus coming up now for Benson. The lead at 9. Ray, Snyder, Mock, Weimers, and Claire Sickler, the 5 on the floor for Kearney High. Second free throw up, good. So Benson with 8 here in the quarter, and the lead now is at 10 for Omaha Benson. Kearney breaks the press, 2-on-2, up to Snyder, stops, and she's stuffed again by Ibis, who is a one-gal wrecking crew. Fast break the other way, and the layup is up, and it is in by Benson, and that makes it 26-14. Kearney High just can't find any offense right now, and a foul from behind called on Monika Robinson. She didn't even know where the ball was. She was just trying to track down her player and ran right up the back there of Sickler. That'll be her second, and that is just the fourth foul on Omaha Benson. Kearney High to throw it in the front court. They'll find Sickler. 26-14 Benson, and a travel at the top of the circle. Jason Boyd not using a timeout here in this entire run, and Kossler is going to re-enter the game. Right now, Kearney High can't afford to fall behind any more than the 12 points that they are before halftime. Let's see how the final minute 45 plays out. Ibis is on the bench right now. No, excuse me, there she is in the right-hand corner. They just reverse it to the other side to McGraw. McGraw dribbles it off a foot, but it was a Kearney foot, and it went out of bounds. Benson ball on the far sideline as fans continue to trickle in for tonight's doubleheader. And one of the officials talking to one of the Benson girls here. Possibly might have had something on she's not supposed to have on. I don't know if it's a piece of jewelry or something in her hairband. The official coming over to talk to Coach John Perrone. And I don't know if there's a cut or a clip or what's going on here, but we do have a break in the action with 1:26 to go here before halftime. And they'll bring out of the ball game McGraw, and back in is Tashiana Cofield. And she'll take it out. 1:26 to go before the half, and coming up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Scott Steinbrook, Kearney boys basketball coach, will join us at the half. With the ball up top, Robinson, good crossover move, gets to the low block left side. Tough one-hand shot, sitting on the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Kossler, and over the back called on Omaha Benson. And it looks like this one goes against Robinson. And Monika just getting her third foul. She's got three of the five for the Bunnies. She'll come out, and Kenesha Plater will check in. Full court pressure now being applied by Benson as Kearney High trying to find a way to score. They've been on 14 forever. Inbounds pass comes to Weimers, and wasn't a very good one, so she used her dribble and now gets it back over to Kostler. Kostler back to Weimers and trying to make the steal. A whistle on Arbrielle Benson, her first, still just the sixth team foul, so Kearney High will have to take it out once again. Again, high school hoops getting ready to start on Classic Hits 98.9 and The Breeze 94.5 FM, Kearney Catholic at St. Paul, Hastings, St. Cecilia at Minden. Kearney basketball still in the backcourt here. Mock looking to throw it in. Trouble getting it in for Gretchen. Finally, Weimers is able to make a nice cut, pick up the basketball, go by Plater. Brings it to the top of the circle, leaves it off there for Snyder. Skyler pulls up from 10. It's short, no good. Another rebound for Ibis. And here comes Benson. Outlet pass gets by everybody, and Benson lays it up and scores. Arbrielle, 12 points in the quarter. It was Ibis in the first quarter and Benson in the second quarter. And Omaha Benson starting to run away with this one. It's 28-14. Kearney hasn't scored in nearly 4 minutes. Only 5 points total in the quarter. Trying to change that. Weimers gets to the low block left side, comes to the jump stop, and gets fouled. She'll have two free throws coming up. And the first foul, or the foul is on Benson. She's got two, so for Benson, they have kind of snuck up on some fouls here in the last 3 minutes. And Coach Perrone's going to have to go to the bench here. At the line, Kelsey Weimers to shoot two. First one is no good. Kearney is 1 of 5 at the free throw line, so they're not helping themselves out there. And the second free throw for Weimers. 29 seconds remaining in the half. Checking in is Riley Kroger for Benson. And the free throw is good. So Weimers gets 1 of 2. She's got 5 points. And again, she's the only Bearcat that averages in double figures, and that's only 11 points a game. Up the floor, Plater. Gets it inside to Kroger. Kicks it out of the corner for a three-pointer by Weller. It's no good. It's run down on the backside, though, by Cofield. And another chance here for the Bunnies. 10 seconds to go before halftime. Crossover dribble and another jumper on the way that's no good by Weller. Ball saved in the hands of Kelsey Weimers. She's deep in the backcourt, and she's not going to be able to get a shot away. And we are at halftime. Your score, Omaha Benson 28 and Kearney High 15. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, preview the boys' game, and catch up with Coach Scott Steinbrook of the Bearcats. It's all on the way here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back to Kearney High, everyone. It is halftime of today's doubleheader between the Bearcats and the Omaha Benson Bunnies. And the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. For Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Kearney High was ahead 9-8 at the end of one quarter, but Benson started to hit a couple of threes and got their transition game going, and they outscored Kearney 20-6 in the second, and they lead it 28-15. Boys game will follow here, and Kearney High set at 9-4 on the season. Benson is ranked in the top five at 6-4. And we're joined by Coach Scott Steinbrook to kind of talk about what to expect tonight. And Coach, thanks for giving us some time. This becomes a marquee matchup because it's the only time a Metro school comes out to Kearney, which will be the last time we really have to talk about this novelty. We've already talked about how the schedule changes, but it's still something I would think that gets the fires burning a little more.
Yeah, definitely. It's a unique opportunity, like you said. You know, we've tried to schedule some Metro teams over the last several years, and we've gotten two or three on our schedule. But it's a treat to have them coming out to Kearney here, and I think the kids have been excited. It's our only game of the week, so we've been able to focus all of our scouting and all of our preparation for Omaha Benson, and we'll see if that pays off here in a little while. But I think our kids are excited to play, and we're playing well right now. Coming out of the GNAC, picking up a couple wins last weekend with Northeast and North Platte, so we feel like things are going pretty well, but we'll get a real good test tonight.
Everybody likes to see scoring. Do you think that this team is scoring a little bit better for you?
When we shoot the ball well, how about that for not answering the question? If you look at when we played North Platte the first time in GNAC, we scored 28 points. The next time we played them, the ball went in the basket, and we scored around 60. And we scored 70 against Norfolk, 70 against Lincoln Northeast. So, you know, we're going to rely on the perimeter jump shot. That's just how our team is built. We don't have a lot of size in paint. We like to get up and down the court, but ultimately, you know, sometimes that scoring in the paint is a little bit challenging for us. So we're shot, and to beat teams like Omaha Benson, we're going to have to probably shoot 35-40% from the three-point line, but our guys are capable of doing that. Hopefully we can get it done tonight.
After you finally played a couple of teams that show you about your height differential, we know that, and Benson tonight's going to start 6'6", 6'8", 6'4". What are you starting to learn? What are the kids starting to realize about how to play these tall teams?
Well, it takes a total team effort. You know, we can't just say, you know, we're going to line up Brady Johnson at 6'2 and Ryan Cervantes at 6'3 and we're going to guard the opposing post players. It's not going to be that simple. You know, some nights we'll play behind the post and make them shoot over us. Some nights we'll play in front of the post. Some nights we're going to double down. You know, so a lot of it depends on who the opponent is and how we've scouted them in terms of how we're going to defend things in the paint. Because it's never just going to be a one-on-one matchup, their post against our post. Looking at tonight, Teak Bowl for Benson is 6'8", 6'9", super athletic. So it's going to take a collective effort by everybody, the guards, the posts, you know, defensively on the glass for us to be able to control the paint.
The stud, though, is going to be Kyrie Thomas. So this kid's averaging about 18 points and 7 rebounds per ball game.
He's a tough matchup. He's basically a 2 or a 3 guard at 6'5". He can shoot. He can handle it. He goes to the offensive glass. He's a pretty complete player, and the scary thing is he's only a junior. You know, he started against us last year as a sophomore. I saw him on film against Millard West. He dropped in 35. When he wants to get his shot off, he's going to get it off anytime he wants to. So the thing we have to do is be physical with him, make it hard for him to get good shots, and then when he does shoot, we have got to keep him off the glass, and we can't let him get easy layups and dunks in transition. Benson thrives on easy baskets in transition, and they thrive on easy baskets on the offensive glass. We have to make them run their offense, make 6 or 7 passes, try to slow them down a little bit, maybe frustrate them with our half-court defense, but it's still a tall order for us tonight.
Tall, nice. Scott Steinbrook.
No pun intended.
Scott Steinbrook, Kearney boys basketball coach. Kind of reiterate for me here what you think your team is doing well that's making you play better right now.
Well, we're taking care of the basketball, and we're getting good shots. You know, we average single-digit turnovers. And in Class A, you know, if we can continue that trend, if we can continue to not turn the ball over, we have good shooters. Now, they don't always shoot well every night, but they're young. They're getting better. They're finding out the difference between good shots and bad shots. If we can continue to take care of the basketball, you know, we feel like we have guys that can make shots. Benson is going to be our biggest test of the year in terms of trying to put pressure on us. You know, our two primary ball handlers, Damian Austin and Ben Park, have a phenomenal assist-to-turnover ratio. They're both about 4-1 or even 5-1. And if they can come anywhere close to that tonight, if they can even maybe get 2-1 or 3-1 assist-to-turnover ratio, that probably means we're going to have a chance. If we're making probably a good percentage of our perimeter jump shots. But if we're turning the ball over in transition, if their full court press is bothering us, then that's going to be a little tougher task for us tonight.
Well, Scott, let's see if we can get this place rocking tonight with a good Bearcat performance, and we'll talk with you after the game.
Let's hope so. It's a good opportunity for us tonight.
Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Scott Steinbrück, head coach of the Kearney Bearcat boys. Their game coming up at 7 o'clock tonight against Omaha Benson. Halftime of the girls' game, Benson 28, the Lady Bearcats 15. We'll look at the numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Look now at the first half numbers. First of all, for Omaha Benson, it is Monika Robinson with 4 points, 2 rebounds. Tashiana Cofield-Nelson has a rebound. Arbriel Benson went crazy in that second quarter and scored 12 of her 13 points. She has that game-high 13 points, 2 rebounds. Kiana Ibis did most of her damage in the first quarter. She's got 9 points, 7 rebounds, 6 blocks, and the only bucket, other bucket, Montrese Waller with 2 points. 8 points in the first quarter, 20 in the second, and at the half for Omaha Benson, 28 points, 12 rebounds, 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from three-point land, 6 block shots, which are all from Ibis, and 5 turnovers, none in the second quarter. Foul situation, Robinson with 3, Benson with 2. For Kearney High, Gretchen Mock has 3 points and 3 rebounds. She also has a block. Kendra Kostler has 2 rebounds. 5 points, 2 rebounds. Claire Sickler a rebound. Kelsey Stidham has 5 points and 2 rebounds. 1 rebound and a block for Skylar Snyder, and Abby Ray has 2 points. Kearney High, 9 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second. They have 15 points, 11 rebounds. They are just 2 of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 5 turnovers. Foul situation, Stidham and Peyton Cutterback each have 2. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 28-15 Omaha Benson, and the second half is next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Of course, it's not just Kearney basketball tonight, but the Kearney High wrestlers are on the road. They have a duel going on at Columbus this evening, so best of luck to the Bearcat wrestlers at Columbus. Second half now underway, and Kearney High will get the ball on the alternating possession. Weimers with it against the man-to-man, trying to work inside here on McGraw. Gets it all the way down to the low block, but stops. They're so afraid of the block shots now that there's just nothing inside for them, so they're trying to create some space. Weimers to the top of the circle, gives it off there to Mock. Mock standing out left side of the key, back up top to Stidham. Good ball movement here, but good defense by Omaha Benson. Now Stidham decides to go off the dribble, take it to the hoop. She'll score and get the foul on Octavia McGraw. Her first foul of the second half. And good patient ball movement here by the Bearcats. Weimers now with 7 points. She'll go to the line where she is 1 of 2. Kearney needs a good start. They had a good start to the ball game, and then really, things slowed down dramatically. They had 7 points early and then went about 12 minutes, only scored 8 points over the last quarter and a half. Free throw up, and it is in. And Weimers completes the three-point play. She now has eight, and it's 28-18. Benson with the lead, and they get the ball for the first time here in the second half. Ibis and Benson, 22 of their 28 points here in the ball game. With it up top is McGraw. McGraw to the high post, cut off there by Weimers. Backs it back out, swings it over to Askew. Down low, Ibis got free, missed the bunny, but got her own rebound and scored. That was as open as Ibis had been in this entire ball game, and she got an offensive rebound out of that one. Press on. Kearney a little late with the outlet pass. They finally get it to Stidham. Kelsey dribbles into the paint, picks her dribble up, needs some help, and gives it to Mock at the top of the circle. Kearney needs to reset their offense here. They're out of sorts, and they will. Settle it down. Weimers, a couple of dribbles, reverses it right side to Stidham. 30-18. Benson with the lead by a dozen. Kearney ball between the circles here with Weimers. Lobs it to the right elbow to Ray. Back over off a couple of picks to Weimer. She's got a one-on-one. Takes it in. Got Ibis in the air. Oh, they're going to call a blocked shot. And Weimer's to the ground. Fast break the other way. All the way in Benson. She gets grabbed on the arm. Hard to tell from our angle on that block or foul. It just didn't look normal. Looked like Ibis was finally off her balance, but that's her seventh block. And the foul called here on Kelsey Stidham, and that is her third. So she will check out of the ball game, and Claire Sickler will check in. Benson ball underneath their own hoop, leading it by a dozen. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Inbounds pass up top to Askew into the right-hand corner to Benson. Up top, three-pointer on the way by Weller. It's too strong. Long rebound comes out to Weimers. Surveys the floor. Nobody to pass it to. They try to trap her with a double team across the timeline. Draws some contact and a blocking foul on McGraw. McGraw did not back away from what was about to happen. She welcomed the contact and the whistle blew. Checking in will be Kenesha Plater and also Monica Robinson for the Bunnies. 7-3 on the season, and they've beaten some pretty good teams. Their losses to very quality teams like number one Bellevue. West 8-1, Bellevue East is right there. And Kearney High now with the basketball, looking for a signature win after letting a couple really kind of get away from them last week against Northeast and North Platte. A 3 and a 1-point loss. They led Northeast at the half and most of the way in the third quarter. Weimers, ball fake, goes to Ray on the low block. Got Ibis in the air, and this time they're going to call Ibis for the foul. Ray ball faked her. Ibis blocked her shot, but then just kind of came right down her arm and along her side. And for Kiana Ibis, that'll be her second personal foul. Third team foul here in the first couple of minutes of the second half on Benson. And Abby Ray will go to the line for the first time. Had a first quarter bucket. Free throw up and rattles it around and out. No good. Kearney High girls on the team shooting on the season shooting 63% as a team from the free throw line. Abby Ray, though, has struggled. Rebound brought down by the Bunnies, and Robinson will get her third. Later into the front court, swings it left side, lob it down to Ibis, double team, able to set herself and score. Holy moly, folks, Kiana Ibis. When you get to see some of these post players from the metro area, you realize how good they are when you get down to the state tournament. Sometimes that's the only time you see them. Nice pass, Weimers, down low to Mock, who almost hit the circus shot after being shoved by Plater. And that'll be her first foul. The shot won't go in. Two free throws coming up. First foul on Kenesha, but that's four fouls. Kearney High going to have to concentrate on making some free throws. They might get a chance to be at the line quite a bit here in the second half. The free throw by Mock is good. 2 of 3 at the line, has 4 points. And a second free throw now for Mock. On the way, but it is no good. Rebound brought down by Ibis. That's her ninth. Outlet pass, front court, Benson. Swings it out on the wing. Drop step by McGraw. Kicks it back out top, Plater. Starts to the right. Goes back to the left to McGraw. McGraw skips it over to the right side. Benson tries the three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Abby Ray. That's her first of the game because Ibis has gotten about everything else. Weimers pushes the ball up the floor on the left wing. Good ball fake that time by Sickler. Comes into the paint, but that's like running into the Redwoods. There's nowhere to go. Going for the steal is Robinson. Some contact, but no whistle. 32-19, Benson. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Weimers guarded up there by McGraw. Already fouled her twice in this quarter. Still dribbling against Ibis into the paint. The leaner, no good. Ball grabbed there by Robinson, And in the backcourt, a travel going to be called on Benson. That ball just kind of took a funny hop, almost a carry, almost a foul. There's a lot of things you could have called there. And finally, the travel. That's Benson's first turnover since the first quarter, sixth in the game. And Kearney will get the ball back. But again, they just continuing to struggle offensively right now. A Bearcat team that only averages 41 points per ball game, but they only give up 36. That's why they've got a winning record at 7-6. Top of the circle, Mock was open off the pick, but the pass was behind her, so she couldn't get a shot, and they'll reset it here with Weimers. A lot of left-handed dribble work by Weimers in the ball game. Kicks it into the corner to Kossler. Skip pass right side to Cutterback. Cutterback looking inside. She's got Ibis all the way out on her. So now driving in and getting the shot will be Sickler, and it is no good. In traffic, the rebound yanked down by Benson. Fast break the other way. Plater doesn't have numbers, though, and has to pull up. Swings it over the right wing to Benson. Bearcats play some tight defense here. Lob it down low to Robinson. She's double-teamed. Kick it back out on the wing. Almost standing out of bounds is McGraw. Skip pass right side to Benson. Long possession here for the Bunnies. 32-19. Each team has scored 4 points here in the third quarter, and we're already down to 3:35. There's a good slash move to the hoop, and the shot is no good by Benson. The ball is punched out of bounds, and it's off of the Bunnies. Again, yes, it's Omaha Benson, but they do have Arbrielle Benson that plays in the ball game. Kearney, long pass to try and break the press here. Almost stolen away, but it is picked up by Mock. And then her outlet pass, there's a collision, no foul. But Kearney grabs the ball. And with it will be Kelsey Weimers. And there's going to be too much body in up front. Weimers and McGraw trying to draw a little whistle from the official, and all three times McGraw has committed the foul. Third, and she'll have to check out. Tashiana Cofield Nelson, and McGraw will check out. Kearney High basketball off the timeout, and Gretchen Mock to throw it in. Bearcats defense has been okay, but they've got to find a way to get some points on the board here. Weimers off the high screen. Trying to get a one-on-one here against Cofield. Cut off on a baseline. Kicks it out to Kossler. That lane is open. The only person in the paint is Ibis. And that's like the Washington Monument, the way she's playing tonight. There's Weimers. Nice drive down the baseline. Left side. Draws the foul and puts it in off the window. Just that quick, she explodes off the crossover dribble. And Weimers with 5 of the quarter, 10 of the ball game, and a chance to cut it to 10 with this free throw coming up. Cofield Nelson with her second foul. 6 fouls in the first 5 minutes of the half on Benson. Free throw up and good. So Weimers with 2 3-point plays here, and she has 6 of the 7 points of the quarter for Kearney High. 32-22 Benson, 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter on ESPN Radio. Again, Kearney Catholic St. Paul getting ready on, should be underway now on Classic Hits 98.9. Same way with Minden and St. Cecilia on the Breeze 94.5, plus the Husker women are playing tonight on 1230 AM KHAS at Indiana. So plenty out there, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Give and go for a three. Benson pull up, can't get it to go. 0 of 3 from downtown. Rebound brought down by Robinson, and then it's knocked out of her hands, out of bounds by Kearney, and the Bunnies will throw it in on the baseline. Only 4 points here in the quarter for Benson. They scored 20. Mostly through Arbrielle Benson in that second quarter. Up top, Robinson, somebody lost their player. She drives in. There's a big collision. Players on the floor. The ball goes out of bounds off the miss. That'll belong to Kearney High. Peyton Cutterback trying to draw the charge. But a no call. And Kearney High will face full court pressure here to get it in. Long pass. The entry pass is tipped and stolen away. To work to get it. Kearney's first turnover of the third quarter. Later, bounce pass into the right-hand corner to Benson. Back up top, they'll go to Cofield. Back in the corner to Benson. Down to the low block, trying to get it into Ibis. The ball knocked away. Benson picks it back up, and then trying to drive the baseline is Arbrielle, and she stands out of bounds. Touched the baseline there, and Benson turns it over. So a lot of movement, but nothing happened offensively. And Montrese Weller returns here. 2:06 to go, third quarter. Benson 32, Kearney 22, and Kearney High with the basketball. Inbounds pass comes to Claire Sickler. Kossler, Mock, Weimers, and cut back also on the floor. Fast break. Kearney throws it away. Over the head of Weimers out of the post. Unfortunately for Kearney, that's been what most of their transition is. They cannot attack because of Kiana Ibis in the middle, who has 7 blocked shots in the game. And so they might have numbers, but they always end up kicking it out for a jump shot. They have not attempted a 3 here in the quarter, only 4 in the game. As Weller has it here, off the pick to Cofield. Out of the corner they go to Plater, trying to post up his Ibis again. She hasn't got as many touches here in the third quarter as she did in the first half. Weller, right-hand corner, 1 dribble, kicks it back out top. Benson up by 10, left wing. There's some room to drive by Arbrielle Benson. Pull-up jumper from 7, no good. Rebound brought down by Claire Sickler, all 5'3", junior. She'll wait for the traffic to clear, push it up the floor to Mock. Mock guarded out there by Weller. Out for a 3, and it is in and out by Weimers. Offensive rebound, back up, no good by Cutterback. Picked up again by Mock. She goes out for a 3, but it's no good. And the rebound finally brought down by Plater. Fast break the other way. Benson takes it in and scores. And that is a big swing in his basketball game. Benson with 15. Kearney finally had multiple opportunities at the other end. A 3 that could have cut it to 7. And there's a nice pass underneath. Weimers gets it to Cutterback. And Cutterback will score. So they do hustle back and get the bucket. And it's 34-24 Benson with 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Boys game will follow here on ESPN Radio. Out of the left wing with it is Weller. Back up top to Cofield Nelson. Cofield Nelson back over the right side. Coming out top to take the pass again. Weller. Ibis trying to find a way as Cutterback has drawn the assignment here in the second half of guarding her. Ray has been on the bench a little bit more for Coach Boyd. 15 seconds to go. Plater, who I'm not sure has shot the ball, just dribbles around a while. They reverse it in the left-hand corner to Cofield. 8 seconds to go. Outlet pass is knocked away from Benson and out of bounds. They'll still maintain possession. The Bunnies with 6 seconds to get a shot away here at the end of the third quarter. They'll get it into Benson. Arbrielle dribbles into the double team, turns and kicks it out. Plater, a desperation 3, and it's off the mark. No good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. It is 8th-ranked Omaha Benson leading Kearney High 34-24. And we'll be back with fourth quarter action right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
With our producer engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We go to the fourth quarter of play. In our girls' game, it's Benson 34, Kearney 24. Your exclusive home for Kearney girls basketball. We've got both games tonight of the doubleheader. Benson up 34-24, 15 points for Arbrielle Benson, 13 for Kiana Ibis. Kearney is led by Kelsey Weimers, who has 11, 6 of the 9 last quarter. Here's a pick and roll down to Ibis, scores and draws the foul. She had 3 Bearcats on her. She's taller than all of them, had a chance for a 3-point play. The foul will be called on Gretchen Mock. That's her second, just the second foul of the half on the Bearcats. And for Ibis now, 15 points, 9 rebounds, 7 blocks unofficially in this ball game. And the lefty puts the free throw up and in, so a quick 3-point play to start the fourth quarter. And it's 37-24. And Kearney on the inbound dribbles it off a foot. It went off the foot of Benson. The official didn't see it, and he's going to give...
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
All right, back to basketball action here on ESPN Radio. Sorry for a little technical difficulty there, but while we were gone, Octavia McGraw picked up her fourth foul and two free throws nailed by Kelsey Weavers. It's 39-26 in favor of Omaha Benson. Here's a nice little give and go to Ibis, but missed the jumper that time. Kearney doesn't grab the rebound cleanly, but a nice save by Gretchen Mock, fifth forward. Outlet pass to Stitham. Kelsey stops, pops from 13, but it won't go. Long rebound to the Bearcats and Kendra Kostler. Kearney needs a bucket. Stitham fakes the three, goes right by everybody, missed the layup. And Kearney's night has been kind of like that. The rebound brought down by Omaha Benson and Weller. That's her first of the ball game. Up the floor, Robinson tries to dribble behind her back, loses it. Kearney grabs it and calls a timeout. That's the first timeout of the ball game by either team. 6:25 to go here in the ball game. It is 39-26 in favor of Omaha Benson. And this timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and right here at the concession stand at Kearney High School. We'll take a break and be right back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And we're back here at Kearney High School. Doug Duda along with Brad Ryan bringing you tonight's basketball action as the Bearcats trying to find a way to get things going here. They played defense good enough to hang with Benson, but they're down by 13, 39-26. And a three, top of the key, Stidham, it's good. Kelsey Stidham with their first bucket since the first quarter. She's got both threes in the ball game for Kearney High, and with the full court pressure, they force a Benson turnover. Back-to-back turnovers by Benson. Kearney High cuts it to 10, but they have not been able to get any closer here in this second half. They were down 28-15 at halftime. That's the big difference in the ball game. Kearney has scored 9, 6, and 9 in their three quarters. Benson 8, 20, and 6. So outside of that second quarter where Arbriel Benson went a little out of control offensively, it's been an even game. High pick, shoving through it that time is going to be McGraw. She's got to be careful with those four fouls. Kick it out on the wing to a cutback. Top of the circle, they'll go to Mock, and Mock will back it out. Hand it off to Kelsey Weavers. Weavers to the free throw line. Lobs it down to the baseline to Mock. Kearney needs a bucket to get this game into single digits. Ball between the circles. To Stidham, back over to Weavers. The two leading scorers on this team, they try to lob it inside, and Mock is well covered. Ibis will get the steal. Fast break the other way. Kearney gets back defensively, and Benson holds on to it. Benson trying to spread the floor here, and Kearney with the foul. It's going to be on Kelsey Weavers. Kearney trying to pick up the pressure here and force Benson into some turnovers. Plus, they've got fouls to give. It's the first on Weavers, only the third of the half. There's a lot of game left. 5:19 to go, 39-29 Benson. All the way out at midcourt, Robinson about dribbled into the backcourt. They get it to Weller. High post, Ibis shows that she can dribble. Kicks it into the left-hand corner. Good ball movement here by Benson. They'll finally cast up the three and hit it. All the threes have been made by Arbriel Benson. She's 18, And again, Benson does not let Kearney cut the lead here as the outlet pass is knocked into the crowd. As the Rowdies start to congregate here, the boys' game will follow, tipping off at approximately 7 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. 42-29, Benson leading Kearney High. With the ball between the circles is Kelsey Weimers. Weimers to the high post, draws the double team, kicks it out for a long three. Mock, it is no good. Nobody can grab the rebound, and it's out of bounds to Omaha Benson. Kearney High continues to try hard. They just have not had the offensive firepower tonight to get anything done against Benson. They've had some chances, have some looks, but they've never been able to get that key bucket to make Benson maybe sweat it a little bit. They break the pressure, get the layup with Ibis off the assist from Montrese Weller, and the ball, Benson is eating him up, going to the bucket, and that is the game-high 15-point lead now for Benson. Kearney High, Weimer, she's going to force the issue, and she'll score, taking it strong to the bucket. She's got 15 of the ball game, 44-31, but again, Kearney was down 10, had the ball, missed three straight times on one possession, and then the next thing you know, they're down by 15. Up the floor, Benson ball swatted away, but it will be Benson basketball laying out Peyton Cutterback in the paint to deny what would have been a layup. Octavia McGraw drives into the paint, kicks it back out of the wing to Weller. Skip pass left side to Benson. It's Benson and Ibis. Those are the two main offensive threats. And Ibis now with 7 of the quarter. She's got 20. Benson has 18. That's 38 of the 44. Nobody else has scored in the second half. Ball tipped away by Mock, and the steal is made by Weimers. 10th turnover for Benson. 44-31, and Coach Boyd is really just kind of stuck with this five for quite a while. Kossler ball fake, kicks it out. Open three on the way by Mock, but it's no good. And Ibis is just too strong, knocking two Bearcats to the ground to pick up her 12th rebound of the ball. Kofiel Nelson, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. She has not scored in the ball game. Benson is 4 of 7, making 5 of 8 at the line. Kearney is now 7 of 14. The foul called on Gretchen Mock, and you can tell the Bearcats are out of gas. 4 out of the 5 bent over during this free throw, trying to catch their breath. Kossler comes out, and Claire Sickler will come in. And checking in, Plater for Benson. Down to 3:12 to go when we're all done. The Misco Sports postgame show. Second free throw in and out, no good. The second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Cutterback. That's her second. Kearney thought about the three. Instead, they throw it away. Making the steal will be Weller. And Benson will push it up with 3 minutes to go. And a timeout will be called here by Coach John Perrone. It's their first one of the ball game. 2:58 to go in our girls' contest. It's Omaha Benson 44 and Kearney 31 here on ESPN Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back with our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel. Doug Duda with you here at Kearney High. 2:58 is all that remains in our girls' game. Benson is in control, 44-31. And out of the timeout, we'll see if they go into a stall game or if they just try and make Kearney foul them. Looks like they're really spreading the floor here. The ball is up in the air. Plater grabbed it. She ran into Cutterback, but Cutterback will get called for the foul. And that's the right call. Cutterback with her third. It is the fifth team foul on the Bearcats. Kearney's going to drop their third straight, it looks like here. Make it their fourth straight as a three-pointer up and in. Montrese Weller hitting her second bucket of the ball game off the inbound, and it's now a 16-point game, 47-31. down the middle of the floor. Weimer's layup hit the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Weller. Kearney High, it's their only game of the week, so no need to rest players for a Friday or Saturday tilt. They don't play again until next Friday at Southeast here on ESPN. At the other end, another layup for Cofield Nelson. Again, Kearney overplaying the ball, trying to force the turnovers, and Benson's handling the ball and making layups. And now it's starting to look like it was a blowout. 49-31, jumper at the other end is going to be blocked. Stidham has it blocked out of bounds by Kiana Ivas, her eighth blocked shot of this basketball game. Sickler back in for Kearney, down to 2 minutes to go. Also checking in will be Skylar Snyder. And checking out will be Stidham. 9-31. And just moments ago, it was a 10-point ball game. Kearney had the ball. Off the inbound, they get it inside, and there's the backdoor cut by Cutback. She'll score, and Kearney High will call the timeout. Minute 57 left to go in this basketball game. It is Benson 49, Kearney 33. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Home stretch of our girls basketball game. A minute 57 to go. Omaha Benson 49, Kearney High 33. Another score update coming your way at the end of one. Kearney Catholic 14 and St. Paul nothing on Classic. It's 98-9. Kearney steals the ball on the inbound, and Weimers takes it inside, draws the foul on Montrese Weller. That's the 11th turnover for Benson, 4 in this quarter. And at the line will be Kelsey Weimers. She's 5 of 6. She has a team high, 15 points, and puts the free throw up and in. So after a slow start, Weimers has really done well, but she's about all that we have seen offensively since the first quarter for Kearney High. Second free throw up, and that one is also good. So 6 of the quarter, 17 in the game for Weimers. And Kearney High has 26 points since the end of the first quarter. And 15 of those belong to Weimers. Foul in the backcourt called on Weimers, her second, team sixth. So one more foul before we get into the 1-1. A minute 52 to go, 49-35. Benson with the lead over Kearney High. Trap is on, ball knocked away. Weimers knocks it away. Kearney High takes it in with a freshman, and Snyder missed the layup in traffic and a foul called on the rebound. And it looks like the foul will be on the Bearcats. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. The foul will be on Peyton Cutterback. That's her fourth, and she'll check out. And Claire Sickler back in at the line to shoot a 1-1. Kenesha Plater, she has not scored in the ball game, and the only time she has thrown anything towards the hoop was a desperation bucket or a shot attempt at the end of the third quarter. Front end of the 1-1, and the free throw is up, but it is no good. Rebound comes out to Snyder, and Skyler will give it off to Weimers. Surveys the floor, long outlet pass, got it underneath, but Cutterback got tripped up. She throws it up, no good. She dives to get her own rebound and does, and then Kearney High calls a timeout. So they'll have two remaining with 1:28 now to go in the ball game, still 49-35 in favor of Omaha Benson. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service.
Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And back at Kearney High, again, want to say thanks to Athletic Director Mark Armstrong and the crew as the inbounds pass comes to Weimers. Nobody covers her, so she hits the seven-footer on the left baseline. Weimers now with 19. Too little too late, though, for Kearney High. 49-35. She about stole the basketball, did Weimers. Instead, Benson breaks the press. Ibis down to the baseline to Benson, and now they'll spread the floor here. Try and throw around it. Lob it down to Ibis. Double-teamed in the paint. Her pass knocked away. She probably got fouled. And the ball is picked up by Weimers. Weimers to the other end, kicks it out for the long-range bucket, and it is good. The two-pointer by Claire Sigler just had her toes on the line. And another timeout for me with 54 seconds to go. So they didn't use the timeout till the fourth quarter, and they were down by 18. Now they have whittled the ball game down to 10. But again, this is probably all for naught. Benson built the lead, and they're just content to make as many passes as they need to until they, well, lately turn the ball over. They've got six turnovers here in the fourth quarter after only seven in the first three. Take another break. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Update from Nebraska women's basketball. The Huskers are having their way with Indiana early second half. Nebraska 41 and Indiana 20 early in the second half. Here, Kearney High has scored eight in a row, but they're still down 49-39 with 54 seconds to go in the game. One timeout remaining. Benson to throw it in. And the ball nearly stolen away against the press. Loose on the floor, but picked up by Plater. It's now a three-on-two the other way. Hits the trailer. Ibis. But before the shot, we've got a foul on Kearney High. Plater dishing it off, running right into Cutterback. And they'll call the foul on the junior Peyton Cutterback, who fouls out of the basketball game. 4 points, three rebounds tonight for Cutterback. And should 10 seconds to go. Kearney catches a break on that foul call because Benson would have made the layup with Ibis. Now, Tanisha Plater, who does not look good shooting the basketball, unfortunately. She handles the ball well, but now she's at the line to shoot a one-and-one. Missed the front end the last time she was there. And this free throw is on the way, and that's right through there. So there you go. Sometimes you praise them and talk about how good they're doing, and they miss. Sometimes you say they haven't looked good, and then they knock it right down. 50-39 in favor of Benson. Misko Sports postgame show coming up. But Kearney High, again, competitive, but not going to get the win tonight. Second free throw, good. A lot of arch on that one, and Plater makes it 51-39 as Weimers pushes the ball up the floor here for the Lady Bearcats. Into the paint, they let her go, puts the layup up, and it is in. As the PA announcer is fired up about Weimers' fourth quarter performance, and a foul in the backcourt, so Kearney extending the ball game here with 34 seconds left. But, again, they allowed themselves to get down by too many to make this rally. The foul is on Skylar Schneider, her first, ninth team foul. So back at the line, Kenesha Plater, who just made two. 1-1 of the front end is on the way, and it is no good, but an offensive rebound by Ibis. She puts it up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Mock. Kearney High dribbles it off their foot, loses the basketball, and then a foul, and it's time to call off the dogs. This one is over. 51-41 with 26 seconds to go. And Weimers with her third personal foul, 10th team foul. And Octavia McGraw, a chance to get in the scorebook here with two free throws. Hasn't scored yet tonight. She was in there trying to defend Weimers most of the way and then got that third and fourth foul and hasn't been heard from since. Free throw no good. This will be the ninth free throw attempt of the fourth quarter. Benson only 3 of 8 from the line in the quarter. And the second free throw by McGraw, also no good. Rebound to Kossler, her fourth. Kearney will push it up the floor with Snyder. Skyler stops at the three-point arc. Long three by Weimers, who was the trailer. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Benson. Outlet pass to Arbriel. She'll lay it up and score with 7 seconds to go. Weimers brings it up. Kicks it back out to Mock. Long three to end the game. It is no good. And that is the end of the basketball game. The final score, Omaha Benson 53 and Kearney High 41. Benson goes to 8-3. Kearney drops their four straight, and they're now 7-7. They're off until next Friday when they travel to Lincoln Southeast to face another state-rated team that we'll have right here for you on ESPN Radio. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to Kearney High School, where it is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, thank you for your business and looking forward to 2013 and taking care needs Misco. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Well, if they could have played the first and third quarters instead of the second and fourth, Kearney High would have come out on top here tonight, but Omaha Benson scoring 14 points in those quarters, 39 in the second and the fourth to win this one by a count of 53-41, and they did it with Arbriel Benson and Kiana Ibis, who had outstanding games tonight, scoring 39 of their 53 points. And we will take a look at all of the final numbers, and let's start with Benson. Tashiana Cofield-Nelson, 2 points, one rebound. Kenesha Plater, 2 points, one rebound. Monika Robinson, 4 points, five rebounds. Arbriel Benson, in a game-high 20 points. She hit three threes. She had four rebounds. Kiana Ibis got off to a hot start and finished strong as well. 19 points, a game-high 13 rebounds, and eight block shots, two blocks short of a triple-double in tonight's girls' game. And Montrese Weller had 5 points and three rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Bunnies, 4 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 9 in the second half, all in the fourth quarter. 3 point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half and 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Benson had 28 points at halftime. They scored 25 in the second half, and the Bunnies finished with 53 points, 27 rebounds, 7 out of 16 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from 3-point land, 8 blocks all belonging to Ibis, and 13 turnovers as the 8th-ranked Bunnies improved to 8-3 on the season, and they will play at Gretna tomorrow night and return home 1 week from tonight to take on Bellevue East. The Gretna girls, highly ranked in Class B at 10-1. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Kearney right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Couple of score updates for you. Minden leading the Hastings St. Cecilia girls at the half, 18-14 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney Catholic girls all over St. Paul right now on Classic Hits, 98.9, all doubleheaders. Kearney High, final score total for them. They had six players get in the score column tonight. Gretchen Mock, 4 points, a team high, six rebounds and a block. Kendra Kossler had five rebounds. Kelsey Weimers had a game high, 21 points, three rebounds. Claire Sickler, 2 points, two rebounds. Kelsey Stillum, 8 points, two rebounds. Skylar Snyder had two rebounds and a block. Peyton Cunnemack, 4 points, three rebounds. And Abby Ray, 2 points, one rebound. 11 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, 7 of 10 in the second half. 3 point shooting for the Cats, 1 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 of the first half and 6 in the second half. Kearney had 15 points at halftime. They scored 26 in the second half, and they're right at their season average of just over 40 points. They score 41 points, 24 rebounds, 9 out of 16 at the free throw line, 2 of 11 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 11 turnovers. But for Kearney, they suffer their fourth consecutive defeat, 3 of those 4 to state-rated teams, and they lose it 53-41. They're off until next Friday at Lincoln Southeast. Next Saturday, they're home against Fremont, and we'll have those games for you here on ESPN Radio. Again, Omaha Benson got 20 points from Arbriel Benson and Kiana Ibis to win it tonight. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our athletes throughout the state of Nebraska. Misco's keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Another score update for you. No, that's not. So that's what we've got for you. Minden leading St. Cecilia 18-14 at the half. Kearney Catholic leading St. Paul. We'll take about a 12-minute break, and then it is Kearney Omaha Benson boys basketball scheduled to tip off right around 7:05. So keep it here on ESPN Radio. For our producer engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Again, the final, Benson 53, the Lady Bearcats 41.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.